Welcome back to 101.5. Today we're sitting down with Claire Simpson from Project Vietnam Incorporated, a remarkable volunteer aid organisation that's been quietly changing lives across Southeast Asia for over 35 years. Born on Queensland's Sunshine Coast, Project Vietnam has grown into a network of dedicated Australians who don't just donate, they show up. Every year, small teams travel to Vietnam, Cambodia and Laos, personally funding their own trips to build schools, health clinics, orphanages and clean water systems. Claire, it's an honour to have you back here on 101.5 FM. Let's hear the story behind this extraordinary mission. And good morning.
And good morning to you, Rosemary, and good morning to your listeners. And thank you, Rosemary, for our return visit. Previously on your program, I talked about the charity commencing the building and the rebuilding works in Vietnam for the past 36 years, but also in Cambodia for 20, and in recent years into Laos. And I think when I was here last time, I had forgot to mention that we are now doing similar things in Laos. So the job sites are always schools, kindergartens, hospitals, medical centres and orphanages. So one of the things that we have taken up, we've been building in Cambodia for about 20 years, but we started a slightly new initiative, and it's building new small homes with toilets for the local people. And the good thing about this is, in these remote communities, the young people who we are building the houses for are also contributing to the house itself. But apart from contributing physically to the building, they are now earning an income, they are requiring a new skill, and plus they are building confidence. But we also have women on the job site too. So this little program has been a wonderful success for the people who are living in very dire circumstances. So apart from doing our little building projects, or should I say big building projects, yes, in Cambodia, we also have two other support mechanisms for the local people in Cambodia. We have bursaries and we have sponsorships programs for dental nurses and dental technicians. So currently we've got three young ladies going through their university training. Two are in their mid-20s and one is about 30. And each year, two of our volunteer members will go and visit the girls to make sure that they are managing, and also go and visit the families. This is very important as well, because very often the families are needing medical care, they're needing food parcels. So we're trying to fill the bill there as much as we can. So if your listeners really want to know more about the dental bursaries and our sponsorships, our secretary, David Williams, will give you all the information. He's very well versed on all that. He tends to take care of all that sort of thing. The other thing that we have in Cambodia too is school education sponsorships. So we've got two different organisations supporting children in their education, and basically it covers school supplies, clothing, food parcels, transport, uniforms, bags, books and a bicycle if they need. And as you well know, Rosemary, with children and schools, the list is endless.
Absolutely. Mm.
So I would like to talk a little bit about Vietnam, if I may, about our microfinancing program. This started, well, the donations actually come from the June Canavan Foundation. And how this all came about was our Dr. Gail Waterhouse. She's been a member for, I think, nearly 20 years. And for about 15 years, she used to head up these medical teams to go out to Vietnam. So her medical colleague and friend, Dr. June Canavan, actually went out to Vietnam one year and had a look. And she said, well, this is very, very impressive, and I am going to donate right now. Very sadly, June Canavan died in 2009, but the foundation has continued to send money to us each and every year, even during COVID. But about 5 or 6 years ago, the foundation said, we're very happy with what you're doing with your medical teams and also your housing, et cetera. But why don't you put it into microfinancing for the poor families out in the very, very back regions? So we have an NGO who went out the first year and he then decided what families could cope with. So that would then go to our committee, which was just approved without a doubt. So mainly it's for livestock, so any pigs, chickens, anything like that. Yeah. But they've also got agriculture enterprises like growing rice and also trading partners like selling weaving products and soap. So that's how it all began. And so what we do now is the NGO goes out every month and helps them through the process. So if they have decided they want to be a pig farmer and they don't know how to build a pig pen, the NGO will go out and advise them how to do the pig pen. They make sure that the chickens are vaccinated. They make sure the fertilising is all done. So after about four or five probably funding, they are actually financially independent.
Yes.
But the extra good thing about this is that the men are back working the farm, and the most important thing out of all of this is the sons are back at school and they are trying to finish their education. And speaking of education, we do have education sponsorships in Vietnam as well as in Cambodia. And at the moment, we've got three young students that are receiving the benefit of their funding. Mm. And once again, an NGO goes out to see the students on a regular basis to make sure that they are going to school. And as always, we check on the families because nine times out of 10, the families do need some care in some way or another. And I think we all know that in Vietnam and Cambodia and Laos, the children living in these remote communities, it is vital that they finish their education. Mm. Now, I said to you earlier on that I had quite forgotten last time to talk to you about Laos. We've only been going into Laos about 3 or 4 years, but we have jetted off with great speed. We've also got a permaculture going, which has been highly successful. So, and the permaculture program is for farmers, it's for teachers, it's for school children, and to learn all about the conservation, cultivation and propagation of bamboo. This program was only set up about 3 years ago and the community is already harvesting their own vegetables and their own honey. So our contribution was initially to have a road built into the centre. And so the following year we then built the education centre, and that little road is called Kangaroo Road. How appropriate is that?
Yeah.
So, and just very, up until about 2 weeks ago, two of our volunteers for Project Vietnam were out actually lecturing at this learning permaculture school for all those groups of people. So we're hoping that will continue to flourish. And the other thing we did in Laos last year and this year, we rebuilt a kindergarten. But this year we did something a little bit different again. We started a little dental hygiene program. And our dentist, Dental Envy in Maroochydore, they donated 200 toothpastes and toothbrushes. And so if you go to our Facebook page, you will actually see a photograph of these tiny tots with their little mugs, their toothbrush, their toothpaste with the biggest smiles. And I guarantee you, when you look at that photograph, your heart will melt. It is just beautiful. And the other thing we came across last year, there was a young French couple. They could see a need to help one of the schools. And so they set up their own French NGO. And so they got, because these children live in very outlying areas and couldn't get into the school. So they thought, right, we'll get a bus and we'll get a driver. Well, the heart and souls are in the right place, but they rather forgot about the dollars and the cents. So they were talking to our members working in Laos at the time. And so once again, we didn't have to think about it. We funded a bus and we funded the driver and the petrol. Mm-hmm. And now this year, the number of children going on that bus has now doubled. And there's also on Facebook, there's a really beautiful photograph of the kids sitting on the back of the bus. They've all got a big piece of white paper each, and it says, "Thank you to Project Vietnam." It's another beautiful photograph where you just want to go, "Oh, isn't that lovely?" So we co-fund that, and we'll probably continue to do that, I think, for another year or so, but that's more for the finance. We're trying to get the word of Project Vietnam out yes. there, and also memberships and partnerships, if we could get one too, of course. And at the end of most of the job sites, I wouldn't say every single job site, but there's very often a prayer ceremony. And that prayer ceremony is really quite touching. And you look at some of our so-called big burly tradies, and they've got a tear in their eye. Yes. It's beautiful to watch. And there are photographs along that line as well. So if this is any interest to your listeners, we have local volunteers and we have overseas volunteers. So if you want to go overseas, you do fully self-fund your trip. No money comes out of the PVI bank account, because what we get in donations and what we get in membership goes into country. It doesn't pay anything. We are fully self-funded. And so that's only once a year for 1 or 2 weeks, whatever you want to do. But most people do go year in and year out. We've got members that have been going for 10 and 15 years and just don't think about doing anything else. And the other thing locally, we've got 2 local. This is all the fundraising that we do. That's mm-hmm. all we've got.
Yeah.
So one of them is we have 7 big sporting competitions on the Sunshine Coast every year. So we've got 3 in Noosa, and then we've got 4 Ironman competitions. So our job there is just to be on the registration desk.
Okay.
That's all you have to do.
Yep.
So that is like very ad hoc. So out of the 7 times you could volunteer, you only have to do it once or twice. I mean, David and I go, but David and I don't do 7 times a year either. It's probably only 3 or 4. But it's a fun day out. It's not hard work. So that's whenever you want to do it throughout the year. The only other thing that is on a schedule is your Monday car parking.
Oh, wow.
So we volunteer for that, and it's only 3 hours a month.
Yep.
So you've got 2 jobs. You're either on the cashier or you're a car marshal.
Directing.
And most of the men like to do the car marshalling, because they get to talk about all that car grunt, you know, he-man, you know, stuff. So that's the only thing that is on a schedule. But the rest of it is just, you know, when you can mm. and for how long mm. you can.
Now, Claire, I know you've explained quite a few things about how people can, how you're doing it, but if perhaps I wanted to help, how could I go about that? That'd be fairly simple.
Very easy. Mm. All you'd have to do is to go onto our website. projectvietnam.com.
Yeah.
If I can leave Jan's number here at the station, and you can just ring Jan mm. and she will tell you what to do and how to do it, so to speak, in the nicest possible way. Mm-hmm. And also if anyone was interested in the car parking, that's our president. And actually, I must tell you this, since we were last here, we now have a lady president, we have a lady vice president, and we have a lady who does all the eventing, like these sporting schedules. Mm. And we also have a lady who does all our Facebook. So we've
got a team of ladies
that we've never had a team of ladies before. Yeah. So once again, it's another new chapter for us.
Yes, it is.
Mm, so It's
Claire,
good.
I love listening to your story, and some of our regular listeners would remember you from well, there you go, last year, for goodness sake.
I know.
But from building homes and schools in Cambodia to empowering communities through the microfinancing, I mean, how marvellous is that, in Vietnam and the Delta region. So you've explained, you know, they're way away from the normal cities, to nurturing sustainable food systems and the dental health in Laos. And the work of Project Vietnam Incorporated is nothing short of extraordinary. But I'm just thinking, and I've said it to you before, you sound so much like other organisations that are doing wonderful, wonderful things, Claire, and I'm thrilled to be able to get this podcast together with you, for you, so that we might just think about some more volunteers. And the volunteers that are there are so dedicated. They show up, as you said, year after year. I mean, it's happening. And with today's conversation, if that's moved you, people, why wouldn't you consider volunteering, donating, or simply spreading the word? I mean, spreading that word is as important as anything else. Please reach out to Vietnam, Project Vietnam Incorporated, and find out how you can take part in this wonderful mission. Every contribution, no matter how small, helps build a better future for some most vulnerable communities in Southeast Asia. Claire, your dedication is a reminder to ordinary people working together that you can do extraordinary things. We wish you and the entire Project Vietnam Incorporated family the very best, and we just hope that you continue this wonderful, wonderful mission. Thanks for coming and talking to us.
One other thing, if I may add, please, Rosemary, I have not mentioned that we receive no government funding and we receive no grants. And while I'm sitting here looking at you, there's a big sign at the back that says Rotary. And I wanted to say thank you to Rotary in Budrum and to Rotary and Alexander Headland, who we did a presentation for the last few weeks, and we were very, very well received. And now we have another presentation coming up for Caloundra and also Gympie.
Good.
So a big thank you to Rotary for supporting
there's
us.
There's four really good clubs there.
And so maybe more Rotaries might want to give me a call
they
as well.
They might want to do just that. Mm. Lovely. Thanks so much for talking to us, Claire. And Richard, thank you for being the chauffeur to bring this wonderful woman down to speak to us all the way from the Sunshine Coast. Thank you.
Oh, there's one other thing I was going to tell you on a very lighter note. When I was here last time, I said that we had a couple of romances going.
Oh.
Well, one has gone into a marriage, I might add.
Yes.
So not only is Project Vietnam good for your heart, it's also very good for your soul.
Well, we hope they live happily ever after. Thank you, guys.